The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
We come to you with good news and partial good news. I know I thought we were going to announce something else. We have a couple of good things, but I thought we were going to announce something else today, an accomplishment, but it has led us down a deeper rabbit hole that we need to hold our cards close to our vest here for a little while. But I want to welcome Tim Ballard. He is the CEO of the Nazarene Fund, founder and CEO of Operation Underground Railroad, and Dave Lopez, who's the director of operations for the Nazarene Fund. Hello, gentlemen. Welcome back.
Thanks, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Thanks for having us.
So let's start with the good news.
Well, we last week we talked about the movement of 320 Christian and Yazidi victims of ISIS who we were moving out. And
I think that, Dave, didn't that include like 20 slaves that we were?
25 former slaves of ISIS is in that number.
Okay. And how are we?
We are great. We are over 80% done getting them out. And these stories are amazing because we get to interview them. And we have an interview that we're going to show that you're going to be able to actually air in a couple days.
Okay.
But the people that are out and the ones that are ready to start talking, I mean, unbelievable stories. There's this case of one girl who was passed around, sold 16 times, different ISIS fighters, different ISIS commanders. Just horrifying things. She actually tried to kill herself at one point, jumped out of a window. Oh. A slave trader who had mercy during one of these exchanges told her to go to this Christian group, which ended up bringing her to the Nazarene Fund. I mean, and these
you gotta
are
the, be kidding me.
It's unbelievable. Yeah,
a slave trader? What? I mean, you wouldn't think that he would have mercy.
Something happened. Who knows what happened? Yeah. But he said, you know what? Run that way.
And, wow.
And so now we have her, and with these other hundreds that we're bringing over, we're preparing the way for them to go into Australia, as you know, and yeah. We're so excited to take you out there and see them as they get into their new homes, and hear.
I've
these
heard
stories.
That is it true that I've heard a television show is and don't say the name of it because I don't know if it can be, but that there's a television show, a major television show that's going to be going to Australia to welcome them, unrelated to us and everything else. Have you heard that?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah, there's a major TV show that has heard about the Nazarene Fund and said, I want to know about this, and I want our audience to know about it. It's really cool.
It's great. No, yeah. It's going to be great, great, yeah. Great. These are just amazing stories. You remember the story. You've told this one about the Christian fighter who was killed and left behind four daughters, his wife.
Yeah.
And they put his body and displayed it behind the church. ISIS did, and the Nazarene Fund went in and extracted this family in the dead of night, got them into safety. They're safe now, and they are about to make their trip into Australia. Hmm. And so they're just all it's just amazing. It's just so much light and hope.
So we have, and I know this is radio, but you have footage from last time you were here, and I don't want to get into all the dark stuff, but we were talking about what ISIS is doing with organ harvesting, which is terrifying, and they're just snatching these kids. It's my understanding that this video, and you'll describe it on radio, but this video was taken because we were actually doing reconnaissance on one of these makeshift hospitals, Dave. Is that right?
That's right. We were in the area looking for. We were having interviews with witnesses, people that eyewitnesses accounts of organ harvesting. We're also looking into a few different areas where it was being done. That's the whole point. What's going on up in around Raqqa, and the devastation that you're going to see in this video is immense, just from the war. And then you're going to also see what happens with after this explosion goes off, and how brave our people are.
Okay, so these are Nazarene Fund operators.
Yes, correct.
Okay, go ahead and roll this and describe it here. What are we seeing?
Okay, so these are our guys, and they're just scanning the area, showing the terror, having no idea what's about to happen. Any child in this area is exposed and vulnerable to being taken for organ harvesting, and they know that. And they see a child right there. You see the mom and the child holding hands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're watching this scene like, I hope they get out of here. This is not a safe place for them to be. Now, what you're going to now see is that they walk behind a building, and there's an explosion, an improvised explosive device that was just sitting there.
It could have been a leftover unexploded ordnance, probably from the Syrian government that when the shelling is going on. This is there
boom.
We go.
And the
there's
mom
the explosion.
Is instantly killed. The child, who's about probably 6-7 years old, is hurt, and now an extremely vulnerable. This is the exact situation that the organ harvesters are looking for.
Don't be afraid. There's nothing serious. Is there anybody inside? That's the child.
That's just the child. Yeah, they're just talking to the child right there.
Don't be afraid.
Now these are our operators who see this, and far from running away, they run right into the danger. Snatch
this is
up
our
that
guy.
Child. That's our guy right there holding the baby and taking that child out. Because this child is now completely alone and vulnerable to the organ harvesters. And we now, that's our guy getting him out, getting her into a safe place. And she's safe and she's healing.
She just lost her mother.
And they
oh my gosh.
And to catch that on camera was just, I mean, they were just, they had obviously no idea this was about to happen.
Oh my God.
It's hard for people to understand just how difficult the situation is and what our people are doing there on the ground and how brave they are. And not just to be able to do what they're doing there, but the logistics to be able to have the relationships with the Australian government, to keep the vetting process for getting
Australians
people out.
Have been remarkable amazing. With the
amazing,
disease.
Amazing.
They're really remarkable.
So amazing.
I mean, people just don't know this. These countries have taken a lot of heat because they're taking in, you know, the EU, especially over in Europe. The EU is just pushing everybody and saying, you have to take refugees. There's no vetting or anything.
That's right.
These are all vetted. They're Christians and Yazidis that have been coming under attack.
Right.
And the reason that it's working is because the Australians trust the Nazarene Fund. Because the Nazarene Fund, we are in there vetting every single person to make sure they have background checks done. We know who they are, what their background is, what their history is. The last thing we want to do is send a threat into another country.
And these guys are not there to change Australia or anything else. Mm-mm. Some are going to stay, but the majority that I know of, and tell me if you find this true, want to go back home. They don't. They are literally the Christians of the Bible. They're the first ones that you saw the apostles go and convert. These were the ancient Jews that became Christian, and they know we're that legacy. We can't leave that part of the world.
And we are encouraging them to go back. Now that ISIS has been pushed out, so many want to go back. We are facilitating not only moves to Australia, but we're facilitating the transportation of these people back into their Christian communities to rebuild. So we are doing that as well.
That may sound confusing to some people that don't understand. That's a geographical situation. So there's certain areas where people still need to be getting out. There's other areas where they're able to start going back. It might be confusing to the listener, to someone that doesn't understand some of these things, but it is a very intricate situation. But these people are very prideful of in a good way of where they're from. And they're not, you know, that even though it's been devastation, it's been torture, it's been war, it's their homeland. And so I don't think the majority of these people, even in you know, in Australia, wherever they've gone, they see this as temporary and that they want to go back.
Where's that little girl now?
She's in one of our
shelters healing centers.
Very safe.
So she's getting therapy?
Everything. We're getting everything she needs to be able to fully heal from that experience. Yeah.
I mean, she was just to watch them. There's a mom and daughter
just a foot away from her mom. Yeah.
And to get a sense of that area too, before anything happens, it's just the entire. It's like a flattened city of cement. It's just. I mean,
there's nothing there.
There's almost nothing standing there before this happened.
How much of Iraq and Syria are like that now?
Many parts of Syria has some. I mean, Iraq and Syria near the border. There's tons of cities that are just devastated.
And we know that in Haiti, the biggest problem, I mean, you know, they're picking, I think it's avocados, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get the avocados and the bananas from the Dominican Republic. A lot of those are picked by Haitian slaves, kids who are labor slaves now. And it's because mom and dad were killed in the earthquake.
Yet another reason to not eat avocados.
Yeah, I know. Awful. Like I needed another
I
reason.
Know. They're terrible, squishy things.
But you know, the same thing is happening here in Syria and Iraq. These kids are so vulnerable. I mean, sure. I don't even know. As a kid, what would you do? There's nothing there.
Yeah, and it's whenever there's a natural disaster of any kind, earthquake, whatever, war, the kids are the ones who are forgotten. And like you said, they are so vulnerable. There's hundreds of thousands of children in Haiti, like you just pointed out, who came from the earthquake. The traffickers rushed in, harvest day for them. They pick them all up. They're grieving over their parents' dead bodies as the traffickers are swooping them up. We just arrested one of them. We talked about a couple weeks ago who was doing that, and we found her victims. But this is the part...
Her victims.
This is the kingpin trafficker, Francion. They call her Cho.
Back in Haiti.
Haiti. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
But this is the thing we always, all of us, the world needs to be aware of. When these catastrophes happen, whether it's man-made wars or earthquakes or storms, this is when the traffickers come in. And we have to be there to defend those kids right away.
Can you give me any good news on the harvesting thing? Is there any, or are you when will you be able to tell us something?
We will, next time we come on, I believe it will be about 2 weeks out, and we'll be able to present some more footage. There's been another rescue that we're still waiting on releasing. But our teams are busy. There's some very high stakes things going on right now, because the more you prod and poke this bear, the more dangerous it gets. And so,
do they know us yet? Do the bad guys know us there yet?
We don't. You know, this is one of the things.
I know
things
you're not wearing t-shirts.
You
over
know,
there.
You know, as far as our teams and our people, no, good. Not at all. And that's the way we're going to.
They know that somebody's coming for them, though.
We're guessing that they're probably starting to get an idea of it. But that's the part of the risk that we.
Yeah. Guys, thank you very much. Now, listen, here's how you can help. If you just want to get involved, you can pray. And, you know, thoughts and prayers don't mean anything. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they really do. We'd like both your thoughts and your prayers. And you can pray for the safety. And in fact, I ask if you would pray every night as a family for not only the people that are involved that we're trying to go and rescue, but also the rescuers themselves. Because these are really brave people. But also, we would like you to be an abolitionist. Everybody can say, oh, you know, the founders, they... Whatever. What are we doing right now? Please get involved and be a part of this heroic and historic movement. And you can find all the information at thenazarenefund.org. Thenazarenefund.org. Also... give me your web address for
OURrescue.org.
OURrescue.org.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.